I'm Alan Lytle with a WUKY News in-depth report. Horseback riding is a dangerous sport, and while there are plenty of safety studies that concentrate on jump technology or horse physiology, historically there hasn't been much awareness of the impact rider strength and fitness can have. That's beginning to change, though, and WUKY's Horse Capital reporter Samantha Letterman has this story on how the UK eventing team is right on the leading edge.
Make sure you guys are holding that top position, whatever that is.
It's 6 a.m. and these elite riders aren't out at the barn yet. They're in the gym, honing their skills with Coach Sando to make them safer and more competitive in the saddle. Remy Nash is a junior and an equine major.
Balance, I'd say, is the number one most noticed thing. And posture, overall strength to stay upright on the horse. I'm actually riding an off-the-track four-year-old right now. He is super fancy, but he is wicked athletic and not always in the best way. He likes to kind of buck and be a bronc sometimes. And just from training with Tony, my strength and balance, I can stay on. He's never gotten me off, knock on wood. But my strength and balance to just kind of stay on the horse, stay balanced, get out of bad situations is just really, really improved.
Coach Tony Sandoval originally came to Lexington as the strength and conditioning coach and a sports scientist for the UK football team. Now he concentrates on training horse riders exclusively, thanks to his life-changing partnership with international five-star eventer Ali Knowles.
I got her ready for her winter in Ocala, and then she got injured that when she had a rotational fall. And she calls me, I think, right before surgery and says, the doctor just said that if I wasn't as strong as we had gotten, I probably would have died because she had a lot more muscle mass. And ever since then, I just had this compelling thought that I'm going to start training riders. I've worked in college with Division I players, and then they go to pros, and they come back and they train with me. I've done that for a long time, and a lot of them have said things, you know, you've helped me stay healthy, you've helped me with my performance, my mental game, but nobody ever said to me, I think you saved my life. Blew my mind.
Knowles is back down in Ocala, Florida, competing, and credits Sandoval not only with saving her life, but also with her recovery.
2 months from the fall, I was back riding, and I had a broken pelvis. I have three plates there and a plate on my collarbone, and I was, I mean, I have literally had, knock on wood, little to no lasting effects from my pelvis break and surgery, which I think is pretty amazing. But we did work very intensely. I mean, I came in on my walker 5 days a week and worked out with him. And I mean, by working out, I mean, we like worked on lifting my leg 1 inch off the ground. And we like started all over again. But it obviously made a massive difference on the longevity of my body. And that's what we all need in riding. That's how we talk. I mean, like, okay, we're going to prepare for the next disaster because the next fall is inevitable. So he is very, very conscious of rehab and injuries and how to maintain fitness through that.
Safety is Sandoval's number one concern.
Oh, you need it until you're flying off your horse and maybe your neck isn't as strong as it should be. Maybe your shoulders and the muscle mass that you could have had might have prevented a broken collarbone.
He prioritizes strengthening the neck so it can better protect the head from whiplash and concussion in a fall. But Sandoval's holistic training also inevitably equals better results in the show ring. Sandoval uses weight training and floor exercises to increase the rider's athleticism and to give them strength and skills that will translate directly to their riding. Macy Clark is president of the UK eventing team and graduating this year.
The biggest thing, the strength and the conditioning helps so much, just fitness altogether, but the biggest thing is like body awareness. I just feel like I can isolate my muscles better because I know where they are and I know how to use them properly. So I think I've seen the biggest difference in dressage. Like I can really like sit and use my abs and like use my seat better. That's just been such a huge difference. I wasn't expecting that.
Brimming over with infectious enthusiasm and energy, it's impossible not to immediately warm to Sandoval. With no prior knowledge or experience in the horse world, he's dedicated the last 4 years to immersing himself in this lifestyle, reading books, studies and reviews, going to watch his riders in lessons, shows and clinics, asking thousands of questions, taking thousands more pictures, watching videos, and even beginning to learn to ride himself.
The more I learn, the more I understand, okay, this is what I need to do with people that are riding. You know, I know how I'm going to set them up for long-term success, especially the safety component of it.
Traditionally, the horses in the equation have always wanted for nothing. Sandoval could not comprehend why the riders didn't also treat themselves like professional athletes.
When competitors are getting ready to compete, they're getting right out there to do their cross-country warm-up, they warm up the horse. They do not warm up. They warm up their horse. So there's already a lack of preparation for competition.
Sandoval's goal is to effect a change in mind and body.
Again, it's understanding the culture and where it comes from. And so I told myself in my business model is we're going to redefine equestrian performance. That's like my tagline. We're going to redefine it. And everybody that works with me, you're going to understand what that means.
Knowles trained several of the UK team riders and appreciates not only what Sandoval can do for her, but for them too.
I think it really makes a difference for my students. I would say I notice their ability to ride as well at the end of a cross-country course as the beginning, and their strength in their position over fences and in the dressage sitting trot. I mean, I think those are the three main things I notice. And part of that is strength, part of that is balance, and part of that is endurance.
Perhaps Nash sums it up best.
Our team kills it.
The UK eventing team competes nationally and has about 70 members. For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Samantha Lederman.